And Father, Lord, we are so thankful that You came to dwell among us. We're so thankful, Lord, of the message that the shepherds got to report that a Savior has been born. We're so thankful that the wise men came and worshiped, Lord, because of the Messiah. And we're so thankful that that baby boy grew up to be our Savior, our propitiation. And Lord, we give You all the thanks and all the praise. For it's in Your name we pray. Amen. Let's give our kids a round of applause. We need everybody to scoot in here because parents like pictures for some reason. So scoot in there, wise men, shepherds, all right there, all the heavenly host. So, all right, everybody smile. There we go. All right. All right. Thank you, kids. You can go back to your parents. We'll get the costumes right after church. All right. You know, it's always exciting to see our kids get an opportunity to be involved. And it's interesting that for now 2 years in a row, we've had an actual baby Jesus. So next year, all right, we need something in the works. and not for me and my wife, all right? So any of you are ready for that, that'd be great. Youth pastor and worship pastor, all right. It's always a joy to be able to illustrate it and to do it impromptu. You know, I was telling people, no matter how many times you practice a Christmas pageant, it's never going to go according to practice, and so why not just do it all at once, right? And just make it all once, and they did a great job, and just love the illustration of it. And as we come to this time of year, you know, we're used to nativity scenes, and we're used to seeing this and portraying of the birth of Christ. And this year, as we're coming through it, I really want us to keep that idea of heaven sent. I mean, what a scene. Can you imagine the fright of the shepherds? Can you imagine later on when the wise men did come and the worship of their huge entourage and everything that went in? Can you imagine for Israel this news that, you know, there's been this silence for 400 years and now here is a baby who's going to be their Messiah? Oh, the joy that was taking place. And this morning, as we think about that idea that heaven sent, I just want to encourage you here briefly. In John 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Regardless how they try to dampen our Christmas spirit, darkness has not overcome the baby. Darkness has not overcome the Savior because He's the light. And later on in John 1 and verse 14, it says, "And the Word became flesh, and He dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." That baby that came to dwell among us as flesh, knowing that our God sent His Son to come to this earth to be flesh and blood, just like we are flesh and blood. He dwelt among us. He went through what we experience as humans. He hungered. He thirsted. He was saddened at the loss of His friend. He has gone through all the emotions. He's gone through all that we experience in this human flesh and blood. Because He came and He dwelt among us. And He came in the form of a baby. Every experience humanly possible He had experienced. Because He came in flesh and blood. Heaven sent His Son to dwell among us. You know, we get to see a lot of times how much love acts for us. and what people are willing to do out of love and how people are willing to respond out of love. And this morning as we think of this scene and we think of this picture, we understand that that baby that came to dwell among us came out of love for us. The word dwell has the connotation of a tent. It was used a lot in the Israel's ideas because, I mean, they used tents in almost every aspect of their history. Even as they were coming out of bondage in Egypt and Moses making his way to the promised land, I mean, they dwelt in tents in the wilderness. They had the festival of tents or tabernacles or booths to remember what God has done. And that idea of these tents is the idea of God dwelling with them, a dwelling place. And understand that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was here with us. He experienced it all just as we did. And I love the words of Hebrews chapter 2. It reminds us in verse 14, "Since therefore the children share in the flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not the angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." God's love was displayed through the coming of this baby who dwelt among us, who partook of our flesh and blood, who partook of our restrictions so that he might be the payment, the propitiation, that he might take our sins that we could not deal with. And then it might be nailed to a cross through that flesh and blood. That it might be the sacrifice. As I said last week, Christmas has meaning because of the cross. And because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, that there was a Savior born who dwelt among us to take over the power of death through Jesus Christ. You know, as we think about this, I want us just to fast forward to one other scripture this morning in Revelation 21. Because you see, God dwelt among us so that God could dwell with us. And in Revelation chapter 21, it says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them. And they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.'" He dwelt among us so that God could dwell with us. You see, if that baby had not come, if he had not grown up, if he had not lived sinlessly, if he had not gone to the cross to die for our sins, and if we had no sacrifice to place our trust in, God could not dwell with us because sin separates. But you know what? Because he did dwell among us, because of that scene that we saw this morning, we can have hope that one day God will dwell with those that name the name of Jesus Christ, that have trusted in the Word that became flesh. And it's a beautiful picture, folks, because it shows us that God worked to love us. God worked to dwell with us. God went through all of this so that you could have a relationship with Him. when those want to say, what has God done for me? They are usually looking too low at the expectations. I want God to fix my bank account. I want God to fix something temporary. I want God to fix this certain situation. Whereas when God sent Jesus Christ, He fixed the only problem we could never fix on our own, and that's our sin problem. And because He did that, He worked to show His love in this is love that God has sent His Son for us. Even that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He worked to have a dwelling with us. God wants to dwell with us, folks, and Christmas is the picture of it. Have you ever sold a house, bought a house, maybe here recently? You understand how hard it is to have a dwelling place right now? How much you have to sign? How much the loan officer knows every single thing about you, it seems like? And you sit there for an hour just signing papers and all this that you go through to have a dwelling place. We know those kind of works, to have a dwelling place. Well, you know what? God worked to have a dwelling place with you, and it came through the birth of His Son, who came to this earth not as a king, but in a manger, so that He could go to the cross, and that we could picture Him in our life, and that we could accept Him as our Lord and Savior and ask Him to forgive us of our sins, to come into our heart, to be our Savior. There's no sin too far that God cannot forgive, because it's the work of Jesus Christ, not us. You see, His dwelling place is not based on what we do to have God dwell with us. It is based on the fact that Jesus Christ came so that we could dwell with God. And because of that, someday God is going to dwell with us. He's going to make His tent with His people. And those words say, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. When the flesh, when the Word came and became flesh, He was making things new. And it came through this baby, heaven sent, so that we might have a dwelling place with Him. This morning, God pursued us in love to dwell with us. I want to ask you, do you pursue Him to dwell with Him? He has shown us what He's willing to do. He has shown us what He has done. He has shown us that through this child that has come, that lived all this, that died a cruel death, He was innocent. And all our sins were placed upon Him. By His stripes, we are healed. He has shown us that He wants to dwell with us. I want to ask you today, are you pursuing Him? Are you pursuing Him to have a dwelling place with Him? You know, sometimes it's kind of sad what we let get in the way of dwelling with God. It's sad what we think is enough to have a dwelling place with God. Especially when we think about Christmas and when we think about Easter and we think about all that He's done, to realize everything that He did to have a dwelling place with us. That maybe today we would pursue Him in love. Not by our works. Our works are not going to save us. We can't do enough to be good, but through a love relationship with Jesus Christ, with knowing that He has forgiven us of our sins, and to receive Him and to repent and to walk with Him in a love relationship. Do we pursue Him the way that He pursued us? Can we stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed this morning? We've had a chance to see this scene before us. Always a great reminder of the picture of that first Christmas, to know that the Word dwelt among us. The Savior is a tiny baby. And God was showing us, this is how much I love you. I'm going to give my only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. This Christmas, do you believe? Have you had that opportunity to make Him your personal Lord and Savior this morning? Has there been that moment when you say, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know that there's nothing that I can do. And I need You to forgive me of my sins. I need You to bless me and take care of my sins through what Jesus Christ has done on the cross. Come into my life. Save me. Heaven sent so that He could dwell with you today. Are we pursuing Him? Maybe this is all familiar for you. I pray today that it wouldn't be. That it would take hold of our hearts afresh and anew to know that the Word dwells with us. And may we pursue God the way He has pursued us. That we might have that love. In just a moment, we're going to sing our song of response after we pray. I'm going to be down front, and if you need to know that Jesus has forgiven you of your sins and to come into your life to save you this morning, I'm going to be right down here. And I'd love to be able to take and show you. If you need to just talk with the Lord to begin to pursue Him, the altar's going to be open, and I pray that you come and talk to Him. If you need a place to come to dwell with other believers to help us, we'd love to have you come and be a part. But this morning, let's let this Christmas be a time where we pursue God the way He pursued us. And that we take that to the others around this world. Our dear Father, Lord, just work now in this time of invitation. Help our hearts, Lord, to move towards You. Lord, as the Spirit works and speaks to people, I pray today that You would move, that You would allow us to respond to You, to pursue You with love. For it's in Your name we pray. Amen.